tempted like us, yet did not sin. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord grant wisdom and obedience to our nation's leaders and to the leaders of the whole world, that peace reign between the nations, and that the culture of violence end and our hearts no longer fear. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That all who suffer be relieved, those who are sick be healed, the dying be comforted, and the grieving endure and hope through the resurrection of our Lord. Today we especially remember those in our congregation, Kai and Bev, Haley and Forrest, Kylie and Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman and Svenja, Gladys, Kenzie, Addie and Anita, Gary Haynes and Andrew, Kyla, Tom, Chuck, Holly Ben Dixon, Ann Motlock, Linda Geisel recovering from her surgery, Julie Heinrich, Rick Hansen, Kathy Barrett, Susan Mushlitz, D. Christensen, Elsa, Lou recovering from surgery, Peggy and Don Malcolm, the entire family of Wanda McCormick at her passing, Caroline Cruz, Bob Glather, Cheryl Narver. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we be slow to judge others and quick to forgive in Christ's name, that we bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the call to love one another, and that we regularly offer prayers, supplications, intercessions for all as they have need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, into your hands we commend ourselves and those on whose behalf we have prayed, and for all those in any need, trusting that your mercy will supply us all things needful and keep us from all things harmful. Through Jesus Christ, Lord, have mercy. Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We lift up our hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,